Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
Our guy, Bruce Levine, told us yesterday the Cubs were planning to make a move for a pitcher within the next 7 to 10 days. Bruce said of the Cubs,
I mean, they're going for it. They're proactive.
Will you be disappointed if it takes much longer than that?
Slightly, but I'm going to keep my perspective, hopefully, and patience, because by the end of the week seems a little fast. By the next spin through the rotation seems a little bit hasty. I would say by the end of June, that's next week. So that would be great. The focus for me, even though we had a lot of fun speculating about the potential names he could have been referring to, and maybe there are names out there that we didn't mention, and maybe some of them make sense, but I do believe Sandy Alcantara is a former Cy Young Award winner who is coming off Tommy John surgery and has shown, not recently, but he's had it in the last 3 years, I believe, or a couple years. And I think that he's a guy that has the stuff and the capability and is not that far removed from being a dominant pitcher. He shows signs of that this year. He could be a guy that is a difference maker. If the Marlins, who negotiated with the Cubs over Lizardo in the offseason and they wanted Owen Casey, still want Owen Casey, that's a high price of playing poker in MLB at the trade deadline, or if in going for it, as we know the Cubs are, or we're saying that they are inclined to be, a team ready to contend for a championship. It takes something to get something. The price will be high, and it could be worth taking that risk because of the reward. So, yeah, I will get a little bit antsy if we get to July 1st and they still haven't made a move, but if the move that eventually they make is Sandy Alcantara, I will definitely be excited about that deal.
The trouble is, if it goes to July 1st, I just mentioned the Cubs have a 3.5-game lead over the Cardinals and the Brewers. They might be all even come July 1st.
Season over July 1st?
Well, David, I will say this. Tonight is a must-win statement game for the Cubs. It is a must-win statement game after the Cardinals punched them in the face last night to start this 4-game series.
You know, here's the problem. The problem is it's difficult to be patient. It's difficult to wait. You know, they have Shota coming back, and that is huge. And that is like, that's going to be a lot of fun. But what if he stalled a little? What if he doesn't come back as good as he had been? Or what if, you know, there's any kind of setback of any sort? I'm just saying, you know, guy coming back, that's what they need. Yeah, then they can get back on track. But they needed a pitcher when they lost Justin Steele, when they lost the guy that opened last season, not this season, that was Shota. I don't know. I still think pitching is so crucial, and they've had a really good run, but the weather is now getting all hotted up, as the Brits would say. And with that comes the bats. It's almost like we are now getting into a portion of the program where, what did you say, Dustin? 7 runs a game over the last 5 games?
7 plus, yep. 7 or more.
That's insane,
and
isn't it?
1-4 in the last 5.
Surprising turn. It really is.
And that's why they're 1-4 in the last 5. Because you started allowing runs like that, I don't know how you win games.
Yeah, I think the Cubs scored like 23 against the Mariners, but they gave up 30. You know, I mean,
you feel good about Boyd, you feel good about Tyone, and you feel good about Shota returning. After that, it's a crapshoot. You don't feel very confident in your fourth and fifth starters any longer. That's why Cade Horton has meant so much. Where does he fit in? Is he 4.5? Is he 5? But I do think you feel okay when he goes to the mound, but he's still a rookie.
And you know, and there's a it takes a couple years to build up your arm. I know no one wants to hear that, and we don't want to think about it, but that's just the reality of pitching.
You know what's hard to fathom, or not I'm say hard to fathom. What you said is valid, but it's weighed against is that you look at Paul Skeens, you look at Jacob Mizorowski, and you think, well, they're young players, they're young pitchers. Why doesn't it take them long for their arms to develop and the innings to pile up? Because they are making impacts immediately, and they did with the respective teams.
But you know, Skeens has done it. The other guy hasn't done it yet.
Molly, though,
Cade Horton has made an immediate impact.
He has,
his team.
And I think that's what you like to see, and that's why you're encouraged. But you're right; it's not something you can count on because you don't know. That's why they're rookies. But Mizorowski, in two starts,
I know
if he was doing this in Chicago, goodness, he'd be a national phenomenon. He's doing it very relatively quietly in Milwaukee.
But it is two starts.
I know, but did you watch them?
Yeah, they were good.
24, I mean, all the numbers about the 100-mile-per-hour pitches, and he's throwing 96-mile-per-hour sliders.
But Kerry Wood came up and had one of the greatest starts we've ever seen.
How'd that go?
It didn't end well.
Okay.
That's my point.
The Cubs need right now, as every Cub fan will of a certain age can remember, as our guy Mitch Rosen just pointed out, they need their version of the 1984 Rick Sutcliffe trade.
That is exactly – we've talked about that. Mitch is absolutely right.
They need that deal to be made.
That was one of the greatest deals you've ever seen.
It was historic.
The whole summer turned into this party.
It was the Red Baron summer.
It was unbelievable.
It was, and it really set the stage. Now, that was remarkable. He was 16-1.
It was incredible.
He
turned their fortunes. It was, and he just won every time he took the mound.
It was the kind of season that was referenced when Jake Arrieta was going on his run back in 2015 and 2016. It was the kind of move the Jed Hoyer needs to make now. That's all, Jed. Go out and make a historically good trade.
Yeah, no, I don't know that you can do that without somebody helping you out a little bit. But that is exactly, if you could get somebody that could dominate like that, and you think if your man in Miami might be able to do that.
And yes, 219 Texter, Mel Hall and Joe Carter. Those are the guys in that deal.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Good deal.
Pretty good. All right, 312-644-6767 is the number. It's Mully and Hall on the Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.